Mark Levin, Impeachment is an Attack on Us and Our Constitutional System? By Robert Krajicek on September 25, 2019. Democrat-led impeachment of President Donald Trump is an attack on us and our constitutional system, explained Mark Levin, who joined host Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday. Levin described disdain for America's founding among Democrats and the broader left. The people who believe the country began in 1619 with slavery, who accuse the founders of being white supremacists and trash the Constitution as nothing more than a document to protect white slave owners, keep waving around the Constitution as they advance their Marxist agenda, began Levin. Listen. Levin continued, Nancy Pelosi is undermining the Constitution as she claims to be promoting it and cites Benjamin Franklin at the end of the Constitutional Convention. The way this is supposed to work, impeachment is considered an extremely grave act. That's the way the framers debated it. It was the second most debated subject at the Constitutional Convention after the nature of the presidency. Levin went on, the framers rejected things like maladministration as a basis for impeachment. They rejected the idea that pure politics should be the basis for impeachment. So they put specific language in the Constitution about high crimes and misdemeanors and a specific process. A majority vote by the House, a supermajority vote after a trial in the Senate overseen by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. This is not intended to be some kind of political act, continued Levin. I hear these so-called experts on TV saying impeachment is whatever the House says it is, citing Gerald Ford. That's not what the history of our impeachment clause is. The framers looked very deeply at British common law, what the Parliament had done with respect to the monarch. They rejected all sorts of proposals, and this is a very high bar. It's not just, well, we don't like a president or we think he did this, that, and the other thing. Levin described how the framers feared a usurpation of the president's accountability to the public via impeachment from the House, establishing a secondary constitutional check on the process within the Senate. The Senate is in place under the impeachment process to keep a check on the House because they were concerned. If you look at Federalist 65, there was some concern that the House would have too much power, Levin stated. The great fear was that a president wouldn't be accountable to the public, but he'd be accountable to the House of Representatives, and that's why they set up this elaborate process. So what did Nancy Pelosi do yesterday? Asked Levin. Nothing. She's got six of her Politburo chairman types that she handpicks, who have the same ideology out of these deep blue metropolitan areas that are not representative of the diversity of this nation out of mostly New York and Los Angeles, who do what? Who are going to continue to conduct themselves as she announces a formal impeachment inquiry. Levin went on, Nancy Pelosi doesn't have a vote of the full House of Representatives, which is the traditional process that we have in this country. Why? Because if you're going to go down this road, you need the body politic. You need the so-called representatives of the people engaged in this. She, like a dictator, issues a fiat to her six hand-picked chairmen to conduct a formal impeachment inquiry. Levin said, so, in other words, a tiny percentage of the House of Representatives, a tiny percentage of the population of the United States, is going to drag this entire nation through their left-wing hell because this is something they've been dreaming to do from the moment this president was elected. And she's going to protect her so-called moderates, of which there are really only a handful, because she wants to cling to power, so there won't be a roll call vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. The fact is nothing has changed, other than her putting a different label on what she's doing, and, of course, the media love it. Pelosi fears internal Democrat challenges from the left, assessed Levin. I think that Nancy Pelosi, despite all the propaganda on her behalf as the first woman speaker, is weak, Levin remarked. She buckled. She's befuddled. She's got a radical Marxist wing in her party and a radical anti-Semitic wing in her party. She's got Jerry Nadler, who is being challenged in his Democrat primary by somebody, believe it or not, who is to the left of him, and they're doing this throughout her leadership. Nancy Pelosi already lost one of her big guys to AOC, recalled Levin. So they're scared, and they want to cling to power, and this is the best she can figure out how to do it, but she's dragging the nation through her hell. The media love this. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, will not respond to his invitations for discussion, Levin shared. As far as Ak is concerned, she's a reprobate, Levin stated. If she wants to run the country, then run for president. Other than that, she's nothing more than a media creation. They celebrate her. I've invited her on every one of my platforms. Whether it's TV, whether it's digital TV, whether it's radio, and we get crickets. She is a coward, and she is a dunce. Senate Republicans refuse to investigate possible corruption on the part of Joe Biden and other Democrats, noted Levin. They're doing nothing, said Levin of Republican senators. How is it that the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is supposedly run by this guy Richard Burr, who's in the witness protection program, how is it that they can't hold a hearing on Hunter and Joe Biden? Where are their subpoenas? Levin asked, our good friend Lindsey Graham, where is he? He runs the Senate Judiciary Committee. I hear all the talk. How about a little bit of action? What are they doing on the Foreign Affairs Committee? How is it that they're not issuing subpoenas? How is it that they're not demanding public testimony? You know, we do control the Senate, and it is appalling to me what's taking place here. The Biden family is corrupt, determined Levin. Joe came into office, 36 years in the Senate followed by 8 years as vice president. He's a multimillionaire. His son is a multimillionaire. His brother is a multimillionaire. They have an IQ of negative 19, combined. How the hell did this happen? We'd like to know. It's an attack on us, concluded Levin of Democrats pursuing impeachment of Trump. It's an attack on our constitutional system. And I would argue that what these people are doing is absolutely un-American, period. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.